From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama is calling on Americans to help him push legislation to overhaul the nation's health care system through Congress. At a boisterous campaign-style rally in Minneapolis, Mr. Obama said lawmakers need to hear the message that it's not about politics, it's about people's lives. Mark Sedeklik of Minnesota Public Radio has the story.
About 15,000 people turned out to cheer on Mr. Obama at a sports arena in downtown Minneapolis. The president reiterated many of the health insurance proposals he outlined during his address to a joint session of Congress days earlier. Mr. Obama's tone, however, was reminiscent of his fiery campaign trail demeanor. The president said this about the heated proposal to create a government-run insurance plan.
No one with insurance would be affected by it. But what it would do is it'd provide more choice and more competition. It'd keep pressure on private insurers to keep their policies affordable, to treat their customers better.
President Obama said he would not support any plan that would add to the national debt. For NPR News, I'm Mark Sedeklik in Minneapolis.
While the president was in Minnesota, a throng of people gathered in the nation's capital to voice their displeasure with his administration's policies and with Congress, taxes, and the federal government in general. Former House Republican leader Dick Armey heads one of the groups that sponsored the event.
We protect and cherish freedom because it is precious in its own right, but because it works. So let's give them a message. Freedom works. Freedom works. Thank you for letting me be here.
Freedom Works is the name of Army's group. Many of the demonstrators carried signs with pointed messages for lawmakers. One of the placards read, "Cash for clunkers. Trade in your congressman." Officials in Iran say they may be willing to discuss that country's nuclear program in upcoming talks with the United States and five other world powers. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
During his campaign, President Obama supported more formal dialogue with Iran, and the White House clearly wants to discuss measures to ensure that Tehran does not develop nuclear weapons. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs spoke to reporters while traveling with the president.
Their willingness to talk about it is welcome. I'll tell you this. We're not talking for talking's sake.
Many foreign policy experts are skeptical that Iran is really going to make any concessions on the nuclear issue. But some see the talks as a necessary precursor to more severe sanctions against Iran. Critics, though, don't want to see the U.S. engaging in formal talks with a government in Iran that appears to have manipulated election results and committed human rights abuses. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
A memorial service was held today in Dodger Stadium for the two firefighters killed battling the massive wildfire burning north of Los Angeles. The blaze has destroyed more than 80 homes. It's now more than 80% contained. This is NPR News from Washington. China's government says the decision by the president to impose stringent duties on tires imported from that country is a protectionist move that violates global trade rules. But White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs disagrees.
For trade to work for everybody, it has to be based on fairness and rules. We're simply enforcing those rules and would expect the Chinese to understand those rules.
Gibbs speaking to reporters aboard Air Force One. The decision on the new tire tariffs comes as U.S. officials are working with their counterparts in China in advance of a summit of the world's leading wealthy and developing nations to be held in Pittsburgh later this month. Rafael Nadal has advanced to the semifinals at the U.S. Open tennis tournament. He made quick work of his competition today. The women's semifinal matches are on tap tonight. From New York, Tondaleo Wilder reports.
Spain's Nadal wasted no time putting this long rain-delayed match behind him, beating Chile's Gonzalez in straight sets. He'll face Juan Carlos Del Potro for a shot in the final. Nadal is chasing his first U.S. Open crown. Tonight is the much-anticipated women's semifinal match between number two Serena Williams and tennis mom Kim Clijsters. Clijsters took a year off the tour to get married and have her first child. She's now back and playing better than ever. Her opponent has barely been tested. The younger Williams sister hasn't dropped a set through five matches. On the other side of the women's draw, a pair of 19-year-olds who've never gotten this far in a Grand Slam tournament, Caroline Wozniacki and Yanina Wickmeyer. For NPR News, I'm Tondaleo Wilder at the U.S. Open in New York.
And I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.